Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Today is our business and our career breakthrough service. And I want to show you something that you must not forget in your life. Do not stand as guarantor or surety anyhow. Do not stand as guarantor or surety anyhow. What did I say now? Read, let me hear you. See, the word of God is powerful. Where we refuse to listen to the word of God, we suffer. What is your name? You will not suffer. Did the Bible talk about this? Or I'm the one composing it? Proverbs 11, 15. Play the keyboard. Ancient one, ever true, changing me and changing you.
We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient word invite.
Every blood disease, there is a name higher than the blood disease. Called over. Let every blood disease begin to disappear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, the people in the world, I respect them so much because they don't flaunt their laws. But we Christians, we are very, very funny. And the problem is that we don't look into the book of our law. This book of the law, we know they look at. My uncle is so rich, he will not help you. You know why? They told him he must not help you. And he will not help you. So the best he's going to do is to initiate you. Let me show you this today. So that you'll not be suffering for what you don't know anything about. Put it back there. I preach for 35 minutes. You ask a question. He who is a surety for a stranger, continue. Read again, everybody. Want to go? Now, don't forget, it's stranger. So you say, who is a stranger? I will tell you who is a stranger. But let me. So one of the ways people put themselves in trouble, is because they stood as surety or guarantor for somebody. And this could be in terms of loans. Don't worry, it's my party. I will pay. You will suffer. Don't worry, we are in the same church. You will know that Jesus is not from your assembly. In terms of loans, bail, obligations, you stood as guarantor. You told them, please leave him alone, take me. Because you are the one that came to die for the sins of the world. You are the one with a good heart. I congratulate you. Come and hear the word of God. Some people are rash. They are in a rush to pay and to carry what is not their concern. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is our God not a good God? Now, the person you sue surety for or guarantor can jump bail. I hope you know that. You will not answer me. Let me face this side. He can decide not to go to court. He can decide to run away. Answer this question. Who will pay? The Jara. Good. No, the Jaranto. Proverbs 11:15. Amplified.
Changing me and changes.
We have come with open heart. Oh, let the Haitian's word
impart.
He who becomes a security, you will tell me when God ordained you as a security for that person. For an outsider, underline, stranger, outsider, shall smart for it. You understand now? But he who has surety is secure from his penalty. So, being or stand surety for somebody, you see, if we follow the word of God, our life is simple. And no, this is not one of the messages that strengthen greedy people. Mm-mm. It's not one of the messages that callous and wicked people say. No. This is one of the messages that will help you so that you will not suffer for what you don't know about. Shall I say continue? Don't be quick to be a guarantor. You're in a business service today. Chase? So don't be quick to be a guarantor or to stand shorty for people. For a friend or whoever. Particularly if you have not proved the person. Many, they have left the body of Christ because they stood shorty for people close to them in the church. Families have been broken because they stood shorty for a family member. Relationship has become sad because and the person jump bail. The person absconded and you pay for it. You pay for it. So I'm going to be showing you today. If you have to stand as shorty for somebody, what do you do? I'm going to be showing you now. I pray for you. It's just one prayer for just 20 of you. You will not suffer for what you did not owe. Many that sue shorty for people, they are being repaid for evil. You did it from your good heart. Or anything can happen to the other party. Why don't you let them face their music? And wicked are we? I saw the eyes you are using to look at me. Stand at shorty, then come and call me. Just try and call me. If I will not laugh you in Chinese language. Benny, should I still continue?
Yeah.
There are cases of those who stood at shorty for people and they had to sell their property to pay back. Yes, their property was forfeited. There are people who stood at shorty and they had to take the money they have kept for their children to pay back. One of the things I don't do, I don't preach a message that I've not been affected before. Where I have suffered, you will not suffer.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to me. Where I have seen shame, where I have been stupid. Listen carefully now. You will not be stupid, you will not suffer.
Yeah.
It is your duty to learn now so that your life can go on a smooth drive. Come with me. Proverbs 11 verse 15 again. We read good news. Make sure you know them well. How well? I will tell you. Don't only know them physically, know them spiritually. Because people change. We call them human beings. If you promise. Now you can see stranger. I will tell you who is the stranger very soon. If you promise, continue. To pay a stranger's debt. Wait. If I told you this now, you will say I'm rude. Abby? Oh yeah, read it for yourself. Go. You people here, you are not reading. Oh, you people here, I want to hear you louder than this. Oh yeah, go. God's word is God. God said, don't get involved.
this pastor is mean. This pastor is wicked. Thank you very much. CV, the same verse. Are you ready for this one? One, two, read it down. It is dangerous. Say it again, say it again, say it again. Go. Yes. Don't what? And the other is, if you do it, you would be. Nami, right arm. Will you hear what? Okay. You want to enjoy peace in your life? I told my children, none of you will have to sponsor any other. You not sponsor yourself. I'm the one that carry my sister. No. I will do everything I can do for each and every one of you. When one of you is down, it's your duty to lift him up. But you know what? Nobody should go and jack BC and think anybody will pay. You don't go old people. You think your sister will pay, your brother will pay. It's my brother. And that's what you do in families. It's your brother, I can do anything. And that's why I say you should be praying for me. I tried to stop counseling, you know, several times. And so many times I said, I'm not going to even see anything today. I'm not even going to call anybody's name today. And they will sit and say, who is this? I say, it's my sister. What is money connection? He said, I did this. Is he in Nigeria? He says, I told you he has gone. Police is coming for you. And what the husband will say is, I killed a man, she passed away. Must you see everything? Interpret in English for him. You know they're here. So the scripture is not there for us to be callous or wicked. It's encouraging us. Because the next verse encourages us to be generous. Verse 17. Proverbs 11, 17, Amplified. The merciful, look at it. The next, look at it. Verse 15, verse 16, and verse 17. The merciful, kind, and generous man benefits himself. For his deeds return to bless him. Do you see that? But he who is cruel bring on himself what? Tribulation. So the Bible is not saying that we should be wicked. No. But it's saying that there are some things that use your brain. And if you must do it, listen to what I want to teach you today. I've almost finished this message. If you have questions, let me know. Be careful of the people you stand for. What did I say now? Say, let me hear you. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 1 to 5. You can see that. Bibeli is more than words. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 1 to 5. Oh, yeah. Everybody read Proverbs chapter 6, verse 1 to 5. You don't want to read that. My son, if you become surety for your friend, if you have shaken hands in pledge for a stranger. In those days, after every business, they shake hands. It is now that you do everything, you're shaking hands. You don't shake hands anyhow in those days. Why am I shaking hands with you? We have done business or contract, then we are saying what we have agreed stands. Okay. You are snared by the walls of your mouth. You are taken. That means you are captured by the walls of your mouth. That thing you said you are going to do. Okay, continue. So do this, my son. Somebody here today, you will deliver yourself. For you have come into the hand of your friend. He said, the day you accept to pay the bill of Umbanude, you have come to the hands of Umbanude. Umbanude now controls, because if he doesn't pay back, thereby. Go and humble yourself. Plead with your friend Umbanude that you stood for when John told you alone. Man, do you think me? Give no sleep to your eyes. No slumber to your eyelid. Why? Problem is coming. Now, the headache of that guy, you have taken it. The Lord did not say we should take another person's headache. Continue, verse 5. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hands of the hunter. So, to check hand, understand, a strike, a deal. Don't worry, I will pay now my party now. you took over the person's pledge. You pledge, you're going to pay. Ah, you pledge. A sister came to counseling some time ago. The elder brother was owing. The elder brother made, I don't know. So she went and collected loan. The brother did not pay. She was the one paying from her 30,000 naira salary. She was paying every month till she finished. The boy that owed this thing was giving birth, was just born. You know what I mean of burning? Was just burning. The day she was telling me, I was laughing, but if I laugh out, she will say I'm laughing as well. He said, Daddy, are you laughing? Me care. I'm in spirit as I'm talking. When are you going to borrow the next one for the possibility? Let's read NLT before we leave. NLT. Are you ready to read? Proverbs, am I the one that wrote the Bible? Are you angry with me? Or with the Bible? Which one? Okay, now read the Bible. NLT. 1 to 5. Go. For your friend's debt, or agree to guarantee the debt of a stranger. You can't say stranger. Then continue. Verse 2. If you have been trapped, if you have trapped yourself by your agreement. Verse 3. Follow my advice. Save yourself because, okay. For you, I place yourself at your friend's what? So for you to agree that you will pay, you are proud. You are not merciful. Go and beg to have your name erased so that he can carry his load and pay the bill because he no go pay. Verse 4. Don't put it off. Don't say, it will not happen. Don't put it off. Do it when? Don't rest until you do it. Verse 5. Save yourself like a gazelle escaping from a hunter. Reading CV. Put CV there. Look at all the Bible. They say the same thing for you. They are saying the same thing for you. An elderly man. Okay, let's read the Bible first. Go, my child. Suppose you agree to pay the debt of someone who could not pay a loan. So you agree, don't worry. Don't worry, it's a bit no problem, it's not Judas. I will pay. Verse 2. Then you are trapped by your own. Verse 3. And you are now in the power of someone else. Wait. Between you and me, look at me. Even if you go and beg, will you hear? Ask, will the person hear? Just don't worry, I will try my best. When you have gone, look at me. This is what I did now. When people want to collect the credit of Amala, look at my face. Help us. Do you see my face? Their face is what? Help us. With demonstration like this, or like this, or kneeling down. Yes, sir. Let them finish it in the Amala. What did you do that somebody has done to? Are you God? Is it because of the stupid Amala that I manage? My body was telling me when I was sitting itself that what kind of Amala is this? You have to be serious in the presence of God. You have not experienced such that you will look so stupid. Continue the verse. He said, go and beg. But I'm telling you, 99.9% the person no go here. Because he's now in charge. The day you agree to pay his or her debt, you put your life on hold into the person's hand. Today, God will collect it back. Yeah. Go and beg for permission to call off the agreement. Verse 4. Come on, somebody. Do this before you fall asleep. Verse 5. So the scripture is warning you. Commot yourself from problem. Remove yourself from embarrassment. Remove yourself. Don't endanger your own finance. Over your the money never reach you, see? Now you are going to begin to pay a bill you never owe. And I'm preaching this to you to help somebody. May God give you a listening ear. You didn't hear? You didn't say amen. That's what they call it in Yoruba. May God give you a listening ear. May God give you. Okay. I want to show you something now. Why stranger? I will show you very soon. Before you stand to help anybody, count the cost. What did I say you should do? There are other ways you can help people without. We were in a fellowship in VGC. One day I heard that my host is in SFU, yes, Ikoyi. You know, a special fraud unit. May you not go there. Amen. All his family did not go. All the people I knew him through did not go. So this young man put a call to me and he said, "Sir, I'm in SFU." I said, "In Bologna, man." He said, "Special. Not even fraud, your own special." He said, "Yes, daddy." "What did you do?" He said, "I should just please come." "Where are your family?" This young man was coming to my house every midnight for 1 year. I don't remember. He will come. He will get to my house 12 o'clock at Idimo. He got a job, got a contract of billions. But you know, people are not satisfied. They will go and borrow money more. I didn't know he has borrowed money with all my 1 year prayer. You better learn from me. Come up by Jerry Alasson. Brother Ben. Come back and sit down. You have to sit down. Nobody go out till I finish preaching. You are not going anywhere. Hold your wee wee. Where are you going to? Toilet. Monitor him. Go to the toilet. This church now become police church. You don't wee wee anyhow here now. You will be with supervision. Now, so I go to Ikoyi Special Fraud Unit. I use nice perfume. I didn't know I would be disgraced. So when I got in, I got to this, they said, "Sir, who are you?" Second mistake, I put Reverend in my name. They said, "What do you call it? Reverend? Please come." And they took me to where they lock pastors. God never knows, I lie not. He said, "We made a mistake." He said, "You are reverend." I said, "Yes." "Emi no mi ribi alangba." "This is where we lock reverends, your colleagues." They said, "We have place we lock bishop too." If I'm lying, I'm on here. They said, "This is where we lock bishop." I said, "The person I came to." He said, "Okay, who did you?" I mentioned the person's name. He said, "Ah, that one." "Sit down." And we sat down for 5 hours. You have not had anything, no. After sitting down for 5 hours, the person that was the head of that was a woman. Wonderful woman. I said, "Reverend Femi, please sit down. What's your name?" I mentioned my name. This time around, I didn't put Reverend. I said, "My name is Femi Akiola." He said, "Okay." They said, "You want to take stand as shorty for him?" I couldn't talk again. "I don't know the meaning of shorty." They said, "Who is it to you?" I said, "We use his house for fellowship." I said, "Okay. Do you know how much he's owing?" I said, "I don't know." They said, "Sir, how much has he given you before?" This was where the woman became emotional. I said, "Money?" He doesn't give me money. We go to the place, we do fellowship. When he had problem, he came to my house, we pray. He said, "Are you telling me this?" I said, "This is my phone." He said, "Then, sir, you are not supposed to be here." He said, "This boy has made so amount of money and is owing 480 something million. I'm talking about 17 years ago. just as Benson is looking for a toilet to wee-wee because of this message. I was looking for a place to wee-wee. I was doing like this. You must say, well, since you said you are going to help him, because some of you men of God, your heart is just different. Your passport will be collected. You cannot travel until he pays. We are giving him a particular time. If he doesn't pay it, the owner, they are going to pick you. We are going to follow you to your house and your church. It's not dog. They came to the house. They came to church. All the streets, they were doing like this with police everywhere. And you know, people are funny. Somebody was even saying, did he rape somebody? I said, can you imagine? I'm telling people want to hear bad news about also. But you know what? It will not happen. When they finished in the church, they went to the house. So I said, what's the matter? I said, guarantee. I'm a guarantor now. And when they finished, they said, sir, we need your international passport. That was where we started the problem. I said, I'm sorry. Listen, sir, you can't travel. I will travel. You can't travel. Then you have to go back. I said, I'm not giving my passport, sir. I can't travel. Can they say, even if you don't collect that, they will pin it. Now, when you are traveling, you see that they will first tell you to go to a particular place before the immigration. The people you are meeting for, there are people that are checking where you have problem in the country and you want to run away. That was when I knew. I didn't know before. I thought all of them were immigration. No, now immigration. They just tell the government that you are around. Come and pick you. After that day, I enter into dry. Because I know if that boy should jump the bill. I hope you know that you don't need a passport to cross from Nigeria to Ghana. Do you know the way you are going to run? You are going to take Seme. From Badagry, you will enter Seme. From Seme, you are going to enter Kutonu. From Kutonu, you are going to enter Togo. From Togo, you will enter Benin. From Benin, you will enter Ghana. From just arrange it, I don't know. From Ghana, you enter Sierra Leone. From Sierra Leone, just be passing beside the sea, before you know, you will get to Libya. So I started praying. Father, I must not see she. That was the last time I saw the boy till today. Some of you know him. Go and tell him, I'm on here. Said it.
Changing me and changing you.
See. If you don't want to hear God, you go change by force.
We have come. We'll open heart.
I'm preaching. Or close heart. Maybe by log. Go and stand, guarantee. Don't pity me.
Lean.
Do what I say. What I say you do? Don't pity me. Do what? Don't pity me. Don't pity me.
Lean.
That this man who has passed through this, I will not see this kind of bullshit. That was the last time. See, today, I lie not. I'm on this altar. Hallelujah. Proverbs 17 verse 18. I read good news for you. The woman was asking me, do you know him? So, sitting beside you, mommy, does not mean that we know each other. We sing together in the choir, does not we know each other? Proverbs 17 verse 18. Are you there? Will you please read?
Yes, sir.
Welcome, my brother. Now listen to the message. Oh, go. Why are you not saying it now? Say it now, read it now, go. If I say that to you, you will sue me. That the dandy is talking nonsense. He doesn't respect personality. You should know that we are in this church. Only person will not get sense. Will promise to be responsible. For someone else, bege or bese. Maybe you don't understand. Every every trouble you have put yourself into because you want to show you are a good man or woman, by mercy you are coming out. Proverbs 17:18 again, New Living Translation. It is for judgment to guarantee another person's debt. Father, give me sense. I'm not hearing you say, Father, give me sense. Now let's call this service very short. Consequences. Proverbs 22:26. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, now go. Read it yourself. Don't promise to be responsible for someone else's debt. Verse 27. Go now. Now, what I wrote there was New Living Translation. Give me New Translation first before this one. Proverbs 22, 26, and 27. New Translation. Now, go. Everybody go. Go now. Don't agree to guarantee another person's debt or put yourself for someone else. Consequence. Go. 27. Comma. If you cannot pay it, they are coming for your bed. What is your bed? Your bed is your rest. Your bed is your peace. Are you listening to me now? If you cannot pay it. Should I still continue? So consequences. If you go and stand guarantee for somebody, the consequence is that if you cannot pay, your property will go for it. Your money will go for it. Your reputation will go for it. Your name will go for it. They will rubbish your name. Then your bed will be taken from you. You will not be able to rest well. That's why the Bible says, don't sleep, don't take it off. He said, go and do this one. Your peace will be taken from you. All these ones summarized together, I want to ask, is it worth it? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Let's go to where it's deep. If you have questions, let me know. Let's go where it is. Why do they default? Thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't know who this one is for. The Lord said there will be showers of blessing in your house. Why do they default? Number one, the Bible called them strangers. Yes or no? You let's get a stranger. Who is a stranger? Look at me. You don't know him well. But it's my younger sister. They burn you, they burn me. Does not mean that we know ourselves. You don't know him. You don't know him. That's why I'm teaching all parents. I have one bad habit. You know the name of the bad habit? I observe. I observe your body language. I observe what everybody does to me. And I will pretend as if I don't see. But I won't give you another chance to do it. You know that boy when you were young was a stingy boy. Now he had problem. You went to stand guarantee for him. Thinking he has changed because he called himself a pastor. I hope you know, being a pastor does not mean that I've changed my habit. Habit and character is a personal thing. After God has finished using them, they enter back into their wicked habit. Oh God. God will deliver us. Bible says, they are strangers. You don't know them. You don't know them. Me and him in the church, we used to sit together. He's a liar. That woman came and said, sir, and there are people in this church, they are very, very responsible. I said, okay, we want to do jewelry business. I said, where jewelry? Jewelry? Business. I said, I don't know what I'm talking about. Don't talk to me about it again. I don't know anybody. She went ahead. They did the business. She gave money to the woman and the husband. They have been coming to church dressing in tie and suit. We have people in tie and suit. I didn't wear suit today. They do as if they are. And that time, almost 12 years ago, gave the family 580,000. They didn't see them in church again. first week, second week, they now told my boys, we want to see daddy. I said, okay, what can I do for you? Do you remember that time? I said, okay. That we said that Germany want to do business. I said, what happened? We did it. Okay. How much? 580. Okay. I said, oh, you have done like 2.8. He said, the problem now is that if you, the church cannot produce them, we will arrest you. I said, I like this. I said, wait. Me, self. I said, wait. I called. By the time he heard the voice of commissioner of police, they went to Wiwi and Pupu. I said, you want to arrest me? As tall as I am, you think I don't have anybody too? After they finish arresting you, then I will say more to you. No more. If you don't know more, go and ask Igbo people. Coming to church does not mean that I know you. I only know what you say is happening in your life. I only know what you share with me. And most of the time, people don't share good things with you. They only share their bad side. That things are bad so that I can give them money. When they had money, they will go to social media. They will go to Insta blog, TikTok, Facebook. That's where you see that they have made money. Somebody today, you will receive sense. You will not answer me. There's no point. I'll finish this message. 2 Corinthians 5:15-16a. Consequently, from now on, we estimate and regard no one from a purely human point of view in terms of natural standards of value. Forget who they are. Maybe they are family members. Let them prove that they are human beings and not animals. Are you still here with me? You will not answer me. There's no problem. Remove it. I'm done with that one. The cases of guarantors. Being in trouble. They are common. Don't ignore this warning the Bible is giving to you. Somebody say, I hear you. Don't stand guarantor for anybody. Anyhow, because they are strangers. You don't know them. And they are my brother. You don't know them. A grandpa had problems. Sold land. Say Pastor Paul, eh? Sold land, say. He couldn't pay. The firstborn had to pay. Abi? And he ran away to the village. So the firstborn that said he would pay, started paying. Started paying. Started paying. He paid for almost 4 years. Don't pity him. Learn from him. Look at me. Why do they default? I'm still showing you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16. Amplified. A. Don't stand around for anybody anyhow. Forget about their tears. And if you want to, I will tell you how to do it. Forget about them bowing down. Respect and bowing down is no character. Some of them are liars. Are you still here? Are you angry? So from now on. Okay, now. TPT is there now. We refuse to evaluate people merely by their outward appearances. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Number two. Why do they default? They are ungrateful. They are what? They are evil. They are what? They are unreasonable. They are what? They are inconsiderate. Never think everybody will be reasonable and considerate like you. The people that are normal in this world, they are not many. They are not up to 30%. May you allow you to meet good people. It's only God that knows why you are not saying amen. Number three. Why did they default? Look at me. Look at me, number three. They don't care. Shebe, you have said you will pay. You pay. They will be buying things in their house. They will be doing new things in the house. And they will not pay that money. You say you will pay. Go and pay. Since they are not the one that signed. Are they the one that signed? You signed. So you go pay. The Bible said you are now in their hands. Whatever they do will determine whether you are crucified, whether you are in prison, whether you are disgraced, whether you are embarrassed. Ah, somebody receive sense in the name of Jesus. Understand, they should not be teaching that kind of thing in the church. What should I teach you? I should be teaching you fall down and die. Better hear this one now, because you are going to be great.
Amen.
I'm only hearing from you. I say you are going to be great.
Amen.
Don't become great. I'm stupid. Now one transaction, you are down. And you open your arms, I borrow my brother. Have you heard business is business? You've not heard that? Don't answer me. Permit me to short this one for you. Know them well or face the consequences. What did I say? I didn't hear you. Now, if you are going to stand as a guarantor for anybody, let me give you 6 things. I'm hearing a video sounding on the net. What is happening? You are playing video while I'm preaching. Don't worry. The people you sign for are coming for you. They're coming. Number one, avoid sentiment. What is sentiment? Sentiment is my brother. It's my friend. It's my... We are members. Before taking a loan for somebody, avoid sentiment. See. Don't let, because you want people to say you are a good woman, because you want people to love you. Don't allow it. Somebody wanted to marry. Somebody wanted to marry. You know what they did? The family went to this young boy, just coming up. They said, your elder brother wants to marry. You know what? Make sure you help him. This boy went. Is there anything they need? They should go and take credit. Took credit, put his name there. Take credit, put his name there. He's just coming up, oh. He just finished school, working in a very good place. So by the time they carry out, and since he said he's going to pay, so they were just owing and owing. He said, don't worry, I will pay. And what they gathered, this boy couldn't pay in 6 years because interest was coming on it. When he came here for prayer, I said, I'm so angry, I don't want to pray for you. And the young man knelt down in tears. The same people he paid for marriage, they have traveled out of Nigeria. Oh, yes, now. Oh, I wow. Joko Sibe, you want to look like they have traveled out. I looked at him. Should I belt him? Should I conk him? I want to do something good. I don't want to pray. Are you stupid? He said, the money is increasing. I said, okay, they are in Switzerland. He said, they are there. They are not even picking his call. Will you receive sense? Or you still do that thing that's inside your heart? So we pray. I led from prayer into prophetic. And I said, God should collect their peace. God should go to Switzerland and let there be sickness. Yeah. Yeah. You look at me anyhow, look at you anyhow. You do anyhow, you see anyhow. God should enter their home with plagues. When they saw Wahala, they started calling, hey, Baba Tunde, how far? He said, I go from one police station to the other every day. I'm living with a friend now. They pay. Whatever nonsense you have put yourself into, I pray for mercy for you.
Amen.
You will not say amen. Don't worry. I say I pray for mercy for you.
Amen.
So avoid sentiment. Be sure you know the person very well. He might be your brother. Be sure he's not a stranger. He can be your brother. The last time I saw my brother is over 2 years. Last time I saw my father is almost 3 years. You want to hear a message? Listen to a message. They are still my father. I take care of them. A young man was going to marry. They asked his spiritual father, do you know him well? He said, I know him yesterday. I know him today. I don't know him tomorrow. He said, if you want to marry him on your time. Don't say because you know me, you want to marry him. He said, as of today, I know him this very minute. Next minute, I don't know what he can do. So if you marry him, I say, Baba, I like you. Go and sign for nonsense and put your life on hold. People come here, they say they want people to sign for them this thing. We don't just sign for anybody. We assure you are a member. I said, go and meet Pastor Paul. Whatever we are going to sign and put the church in trouble, we will not sign. When one stupid woman to put money to this church account, millions, I told Paul, that account will not hold again. You don't put me in trouble and pack money there, then I will not be signing check. I will give this one money of stealing. I don't do it. I need money. But I don't steal to get money. I want peace. One thing I hate is that police will not do that. Look at me. Do you want to write that there? Use my hand. You can respect yourself. And it is how they meet you. If they met you with singlet, if you don't wear shoe, so I respect myself. Tell somebody for me beside you, respect yourself. So let there be no sentiment. If you must stand as guarantor, make sure you know it very well. Don't say because you know him in the church, he can disappear. He can change his house address. He can move tomorrow. Are you still there with me? Number two. You want to sign as guarantor for somebody? Be sure you that want to sign, check your pocket, check your account, check your property. Be sure you have enough money to pay back the loan. Because 85% time they will not pay. All you face the consequence of the person jumping bail. Make sure you have the money. So you are saying, I can carry, no problem, let him go. Anytime you want to see police station, he will come. If he doesn't come, they are going to call you. And later, if it's about money, they are going to collect it from you. Make sure you have the money. Number three, you want to stand as guarantor for somebody? Look at me. Be discerning. Be discerning. Ask God, should I be involved in this? Be discerning. Should I? I cannot leave my younger brother in the police station. Leave him in the police station. He will not die. The people there are too. They are people. Hello. I saw the way you are looking at me. He will not die. He enter into the problem. See? You can get a lawyer, get a lawyer. You can do it, but don't take his place. Jesus took my place. Not for me to take the place of anybody. If I hear bow now, there is a window beside my office. They said, strike the shepherd. I will not let them strike me before I run. After I finish, I will not be explaining to you. Odu. Praise God. Are you still there? You hate me? Take my advice before you stand as guarantor, be discerning. Father, Lord, what should I do? If God tells you to do it, then you have peace. He will take you out of it. Now you are expecting money, the money you have not received. I said, Omo expect to work on. You now put your life on hold. Number four. Once you have done it and you are here, after this service, go and take yourself out of it. Yes, take yourself out of it. The person will not go here, but from there you will know what is going to happen to you. Take my advice. I read to you Proverbs 22:26. He said, do not co-sign another person's note or put up guarantee for somebody else. If you can't pay, he said, your bed will go for it. So quickly go and get out of it. Go and tell the person with the son now, I don't think I'm going to pay that your bill. Please, can you help me out? Many of you that started with us in a former short church there, I have an organization called Save the African Youth Foundation. And I did this because the Lord told me to do it. I've taken so many children out of the streets. Some of them have BSc now. Some of them have masters now. I've been to places and mothers and fathers and children thanking me. But it was not a very easy journey. I remember a guy, I'm not going to mention his name. I was the one paying, not the church. Not the church. I was the one paying for his children's school fees because I had a lot of trouble. And he comes to VG, we pray together, and all of a sudden the Lord opened his door. Then in that compound, old side, not the one we built and left, God blessed him over 3 million. Answer me, everybody. Was he not supposed to continue paying students' school fees? No, it didn't. His children goes to Sharon. Sharon is just by the church there. One of the best schools in this area, I'm telling you. So when he got there, he told the people there that pastor not paid. They said no. He came with a car. I do not have a car. Let me tell all of you here today, if you are not sure, don't say what I'm going to say. I will reap what I have sown. Don't say it if you are not sure, because I don't know what you have sown. So I picked the call and he said, sir, the two children of Mr. So, you have not paid that. I said, the father has money now. I did not sign a life. This thing, I'm going to pay their school fees, dead or alive. It's an NGO, and if I don't pay, they should pay. Yes or no? The man was now saying under, tell him he has to pay. Tell him he has to pay. And I said, I'm hearing your voice in the background. I said, but you just made 3 million. Why can't you pay your children's school fees out of 3 million? Oh no, I had a car there. I had a Lexus there. I had a Land Cruiser there. And I had a small car there. I think so. That was how the school knew that he had money. And I told them, don't call this number again. The man and the woman wanted to go and sow a car, a seed, Mazda 6323. And he said, let us give this car to this pastor that has blessed people. Where they spot me, God decorated me. It's called, where they destroy my name. The woman said, this man is me. Look at this useless man. When they brought the car, I gave the car to the pastor they call Pastor Bayo. Go and find out. Then God drew the car from my compound after we have put it in shape. The man I'm talking about now is dead. One of the children is dead. I want to pray for you again. I will reap what I sow. May you reap what you have sown. Yeah. You better sow good seed. Standing on the altar, if you are living a shady life, I will reap what I sow. If I've done great things, I will do what I reap what I sow. Unfortunately, it is not where you sow, it is what you sow. And when you sow a maize or a corn, you are reaping something bigger. Are you listening to me now? Get yourself out of it. Because the people you are doing it for, look at me, they don't care. They move on with their life. They will get passport tomorrow. They will travel tomorrow. They will eat good food tomorrow. They will eat turkey tomorrow. You are the one eating okra. There's one okra they do now, asepo. You know asepo? Join together. And meanwhile, they are eating ofiewedi. And you are eating okra. You don't know anything. Oh, you don't know anything. You say, I'm preaching now. You are laughing at me. Don't worry. Number 5. The man was angry and he said, you know what? Agba, I'm going to show you pepper in this country, in this Ikotun. He died for me. Number 5. Please, if you are here today, somebody has stand shorty and guarantor for you. Look at me. Please don't pay them back with evil. Everybody say, I hear you. Because whatever seed you sow, you will reap. You think I don't know that some of the children I paid their school fees, their parents are buying clothes? Pastor Paul, you think I don't know? When like 87 children, you think I don't know that some of their parents are buying clothes? Do you know, we saw them, we see them on Instagram negotiating clothes and liking clothes company while I pay their children's school fees. You want to derail more. You want to, I don't want to preach. You want to be happy with the children you did not train. But offering time, if I give you this money now, I'm not dropping it, and you drop it in the offering box, God knows that blessing comes to me. Let me teach you. Sir, when you train my children for me, the blessing goes to you. Bearing my name does not mean I take the blessing. Maybe you need to know this today. Don't take care of her. The one you are supposed to do, don't do. Use our money to be buying clothes. Use our money to be buying shoes. Let that girl, that boy be crying. You don't know anything. God gave me children. God gave me adopted children. I have over 60 adopted children. By the grace of God, God is going to keep me alive to see my 60th birthday. Then you will see the lawyers. Not Joko. Then you will see the doctors. They are there. I stop them. Don't change your name. Leave your name. You don't owe me anything in life. God will bless me back. When he asked, sir, how many houses do you have? I said, I have houses in people. I have houses as values. In people, not the one I built. When it's time, Jehovah will build me a house by the water. I don't want to hear the smell of your food. I want to stay alone by the water. You are here. They paid, they stood for you a guarantor, a surety. But you paid them evil. You ran away from the church. Spirit will pursue you. The man is crying. You don't even make any attempt. Every week I will give you 50,000. No. Don't repay good for evil. Somebody say, I hear you. If I see you, I can see the negotiation. They will not come to church. They will leave the church. You will now begin to hear noise everywhere. You will now begin to hear noise. You will now begin to hear lies. And people like nice. I was telling my daughter yesterday, evil. 300 people give their life to Jesus Christ now. It's no news. Nobody will carry it. But let them say, not me. A pastor has impregnated 3 people. They will share it. 3 million shares. 350 shares. They'll begin to share. No, so they'll begin to share. I've taught you several times. When bad news gets to you, let it stop on you. But no. Oh, should you walk? Ashiri 82. Please, if anybody has stood for you, they took your shame. They took your embarrassment. But now you are not talking to them again. Repent. Somebody say, I hear you. Psalm 37 verse 21. It says, the wicked borrow it. They stand as guarantor for the wicked. Look at the next one. Will you read it? Go. Yeah. And the wicked. You are wicked. That's why you're not saying, and he paid not. How do you sleep? Owing that man. But the righteous show it mercy and give it. How do you sleep? Owing that woman. Should I still continue? And finally, number 6. Please pay your debt. Please pay your loan. Don't put your guarantor to embarrassment. There's too shorty for you. Don't jump bail. Be available when they needed you. Look at me. Don't shut the door against good people that are coming after you. After all, the Bible says, let your yes be yes. And no be no. My time is up now. I believe God for your life. That you will not be an ungrateful person. I believe God for your life. That you will not pay evil back to good people and the good things that people have done for you. Many of you looking at me now, you travel abroad, the people that helped you, you are not talking to them again. You think you are smart? You can't find another helper again. You think you are smart? So stay there. Oh. You can't find another helper until you repent. The church is a place of teaching of the truth, not a place we'll be deceiving ourselves. I take your question now.
Ancient word, ever true, changing me, yes, changing me.
Did I tell you, church, that somebody made a very bad bargain and I had to pay? I had to pay with my children's savings. Look at me, church. Look at me, church. The person I did it for hate me today. His own children that did not do for him, he loved them. I remember getting what I told her. I said, all the money I save for my children, I have used it to pay that bill. Please don't be angry. She said, there's no problem. It's fine. Do you know what? I cut them off. Some of you will not want to cut people off until they cut you off. I cut you off first before you cut me off. I said, the man I did it for, Moses said, he's not talking to me now. He's even cursing me that what did I do for him? I didn't build him a house. If you don't learn after this message, just choose your path. And I wish you well in your path. Question. If you have any question, want to ask me directly, let me know quickly. My time is gone now. Yes.
Daddy, in case where you stood as a surety for a family member and the person died before repaying everything.
The person died?
Yes. Say, so how do you get out of such situation?
You go and pay. Go and do what?
Pay.
Go and pay. Say, read again. You said you stood for him.
Yes, he stood for him, but the person
why
died.
Did you I thought it was you. Why did you stand for him? Who sent you? I told you now that if you are going to stand for anybody, when Jesus was going to stand for the people of the earth, he was capable.
Yes, sir.
Eh? He was available. He had capacity and everything. In fact, Jesus said, if he got a particular place, if he have catch him. Jesus, he looked up, looked down and said, Father, this is between me and you. But Bible is wonderful. Anything you say, you will read it. You will read it. Between me and you, God, let this thing pass. God said, no, we signed the contract before you came. You have to die. Bible said he prayed. His vein ruptured. God said, you have prayed well. You will see that. That's Jesus. Somebody by the Bieru. Interpretation. You signed. The person died. You can't die. You are going to live long to pay that bill. In Jesus' mighty name. Any other question? Is that our question? Thank you, Jesus. Rise up. Let me pray on your head. Rise up. Say after me, I am not ungrateful. Why am I not hearing you? I'm not here. I'm not ungrateful. I'm not, why am I not hearing you? I'm not evil. I will not pay good back with evil. Say in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, pray that one first. Let me hear you. Pray that one first. I am not ungrateful. I am not evil. I will not pay the good that they have done to me with evil. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every form of nonsense sentiments, get out of my life. Say, let me say, every nonsense sentiment, get out of my life. I receive sense. I am not a fool. Oh, yeah, pray the prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray the prayer, my friend. I want to pray for you. Pray the prayer. Pray the prayer. I am not foolish. Oh, thank you. Look at what's happening here. Chineke mo la rekele lindi. In Jesus' name we pray. Say after me, Father. If you are in debt, say after me, say, oh Lord, bring me out of this debt. If you have a son called Philip, let me see you. I'm not saying it twice. If you have a son called Philip, let me see you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come. You have a son called Philip. Stay here. I'm coming. Chineke mo
arekele denire.
Say with me, say loud and clear. Don't be afraid when you are praying this prayer. Say after me, say, my Father, bring me out of every mess. In the name of Jesus. Now when you are doing, begin to call the mess you have found yourself. The mess of debt. The mess of standing guarantor for people. The mess of basic. Bring me out of every mess. I thought you were going to pray already. Bring me out of every mess. Bring me out of every mess. You are not praying out. From your heart. From your heart. From your heart. From your heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you, sir. I pray for Philip. I pray for Samuel. Do I make any sense? Do I make any sense? I pray for that woman that is 4th of June. That is 4th of June. Do I make any sense? Do I make any sense?
Completely.
So Philip and Samuel, I make sense.
Yes.
Then the 4th of June, I make sense.
Yes.
Then kneel down, let me pray for you. Get me the oil. On Wednesday, we are going to be here again. Don't come. As usual. Don't what? Don't what? Is it by force to come? Stretch your hand to this man. Any form of debt around you, I cast them out. Yeah. This will not be a prophetic service. Let me turn my back. See, give me. Open it. Chine kemo. Chine kemo. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stretch your hand to him. As I pray this prayer for him, I send this prayer to all of you. Any form of debt around your life, go back to sender. Bible says, he that diggeth a pit will enter. So whatever pit they have dug around you, I command the pit right now to swallow the owner in the name of Jesus. Because you say amen, every shame around you, I command them right now, the Lord should turn them to prosperity in the name of Jesus. Samuel, Philip, Dumza, Dumza. I soak them in the blood of Jesus. And I command them to live and not die. Because you say amen for this man, I pray for you. And the work of darkness over your life are scattered in the name of Jesus. Now as you go home, sir, I release Spirit of God to follow you to your house in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Congratulations, son of God. Congratulations. Please go back. That man in native, come. Not you, that man in native, come. Yes, you are looking back, come. Put your hand on your chest. Say after me, any addiction. Assigned to finish me. Get out now. Church, as he's praying the prayer, you two pray. Go, everybody. Today is not a prophetic service. What's happening? Pray the prayer very well. Greatness is coming. In Jesus' name, I pray. Permit you to put my hand on your chest. Everybody, stretch your hand towards me as I'm here. Any addition in your life, assigned to mess you up, we are letting them get out now. Any addition in your life, assigned to cut your life short, let them get out now in the name of Jesus. Don't travel until October 17. Don't try it. Are you listening to me now? Don't travel. They are going to call you. Now, come on right now. Because you came for service today, you are delivered from the arrows of the wicked in the name of Jesus. There's a difference between the woman you marry and the one that wants to marry you. Any woman that has said I will marry you or both of you will die, I command their walk over your life to be scattered in the name of Jesus. Congratulations, you are in church today. Connect back, I was praying for you. Everyone you have done good for, but they have paid you with evil, may the Lord fight for you. Look at me, sir. Do you know you can house your children and take care of them? And as long as everything is okay, everything is okay. But if anything happens to that child, you go down. I hope you know that I have housed people in my house, took care of them, and their mother had never come to my house to say thank you. Not thank you. In fact, one, it was the day of her marriage. She came like this, went to my like this. If anything had happened to that girl, today I'm the grandpa of the girl's son. I call them in my house, follow on Shawnee. If anything happened to them, I remember one, she would send me message in midnight, daddy, they are pressing me. I will carry blood. I will enter the girl's room that I don't enter. And I'll say, take, or you drink, and I will go back again. I will reap what I sow. It's not a prayer, it's a principle. Let me pray for you. Some of you have helped people, but they pay you back with evil. May the Lord reward them in the name of Jesus. Don't stop doing good, but I didn't say you should be stupid. Don't go and stand galanto and pay bills that is not your own. I pray on your hand and your pocket that whatever has gone from you to people, and you are thinking, how am I going to survive? The ocean does not dry. Are you ready for this prayer? May your account never be dried in the name of Jesus. God sustained me, I don't know. So I have a formula, I will tell you tomorrow will take care of itself. I plan. After I finish planning, I leave the rest to God. So I pray for you from now on. As you plan, the Lord will take care of you. This amen shows that I should go. I say, as you plan, the Lord will take care of you. Anybody that will come into your life to dabaru your life, I command them to get out in the name of Jesus. Okay, this one is very interesting. Where you are supposed to be in life, let the door of your next level open for you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you as your father, your prophet, and your priest, that your life will not be a difficult one in the name of Jesus. And I decree you are blessed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stretch your hand and worship Him.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakiolaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakiolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and to make power.